See, everything is spiritual at its root, right? Whether it's the dark side or the light. And so, because of that, out of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? The heart, the mind, the heart, it's all spiritual. And so, the unsaved have a daddy, and that daddy's the devil. They can say they believed in Jesus or believe in God or believe the Bible, but if they've never been born again, they're still a child of the devil. And you know, they might have had an upbringing that was like, you know, their parents might have been good people, might have been saved people, and you know, they think they're doing right when they're actually not doing anything close to right. It's all the energy of the flesh, you know. And so what happens with the hive mind, all work together. Like one podcaster said, he said that sometimes you can just talk to somebody and they flip out and they're a different person, you know, because they get taken captive. So here's how the MK Ultra works in the spirit realm. So these people don't even know what they're doing. And so who's controlling them? The devil. And so when there's a demonic attack, onslaught, whatever you want to call it, whenever there's a demonic attack against somebody, they're all going to be working and doing certain things. In other words, let's say it was a witchcraft coven, a coven in a city somewhere or whatever. And so each person is doing their little part, right? And like I say, if you take notes and you keep a notepad, you can see the game. Now here's the thing. It's not necessarily the person intentionally doing it, but it's the demon spirit behind them, in them. And so, whether it's at a restaurant, no matter where you go, rub shoulders, just pay attention. Keep a note for about a week. Just write notes for about a week and see what people say. Write down what people say. It could be strangers. It could be acquaintances. It could be a restaurant. Just write down a notepad what people are saying for a week or 2 weeks, and you can actually see the pattern that's the pattern of the attack that the demonic realm is trying to pull you into. In other words, the demonic realm is against holiness, and the word holiness is whole, healthy, complete. And so as you're moving towards wholeness and healthiness, exercising, just talking normal, you're going to have people around you that are talking abnormal, unhealthy, negative, demonic. You're going to have people around you that are trying to pull you away from that set apart state that you're in, you know. And it's bizarro land how crazy it really is. So when you wake up to it and you start to see it, you can actually see it everywhere. So the MK Ultra game is a spiritual game at its root. And some people sell out to the devil and they're join in on it. But their whole attack is to attack your... I mean, they'll do these subtle attacks, but every attack that they hit you with, it's a proxy war, right? So they hit you with one thing. Let's say that the devil's trying to steal your identity, or the devil's trying to discourage you, or the devil's trying to do whatever. He'll hit you with words. See, the hologram are the words. And so he'll hit you with a word, and you might even know not even know the definition of that word, but that word has a spiritual meaning behind it. And that spiritual meaning behind the word is an attack. And when you study the etymology, you'll see what I'm talking about. That these demonic spirits are speaking through people to attack you with words to try to destroy your confidence, your character, your identity, or your goal, your vision, or whatever. Just you name it. They're trying to break you down little by little by little by little, but with words. And you don't even realize that the game is being played. And the reason you don't realize it, because you're not aware, you gotta take notes, because it's under the radar. It's a sewer network. It's under the radar, and people don't even know they're being demonic, because that's all they know. They're just useful idiots of the system, you know. And it's really sad.